It's another night in hell, another child won't live to tell. Can you imagine what it's like to starve to death? And as we sit free and well, another soldier has to yell, tell my wife and children I love them in his last breath. Come on now, amen, 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 amen. Habitual offenders, scumbag lawyers with agendas. I tell you sometimes, people, I don't know what's worse. Natural disasters, all these wolves in sheep clothed pastors. Now goddamn it, I'm scared to send my children to church. And how can we seek salvation when our nations and race relations got me feeling guilty of being white? But faith in human nature, our creator and our savior, I'm no saint when I believe in what is right. Come on now, away from the flame, open up your mind and start to live. Stop shortchanging your neighbors and living off handouts and favors. And maybe give a little bit more than you got to give. Got to give. Simplify, testify, identify, rectify. And if I get high, stop being so uptight. It's only human nature, and I'm not a stranger. So baby, won't you stay? Loves you, so just hold on, 'cause you know it's true. And if you can take the pain, then you can withstand anything, and one day stand hand in hand with the truth. I say amen, amen. I said amen, amen. I said amen.
Right on, right on, right on. Right on radio.
Right on radio.
Right on, right on, right on. Hey, thanks for being here at this unusual time. Get used to it, folks. I'm going to be doing these probably a little bit more often, a little bit more focused shows. So I thank you, each one of you who is joining live and each one who is going to be listening to the playback of this. That was, of course, Kid Rock with the song Amen. And I really like that song. You know, even the words are good. You know, and as you know, even the part about being scared to bring your kids to church because of these wolves and sheep clothes pastors, even that rings true to me. And of course, it's a message of love, which is good. I'm just going to get this out of the way at the very beginning. I'm going to say some critical things about Kid Rock, but I'm not doing a hit job on him, and I am not judging him. In fact, I'm going to call for prayer for him, and you're going to see why, and I hope that I will make the point of why it is important to do so. So again, that song was Amen. Little bit of disclosure, I have not hung out with Kid Rock like he would know this is Jeff or anything like that. But I was involved in sponsoring him for a private concert probably about 10 years ago now. And it was in Denver, Colorado. He did a full show for us, brought us full pyro, did the full show for a private audience. And he put in every bit of energy that he would in an arena show. One of my favorite shows that I've ever attended, to tell you the truth. And I was in the same room with him backstage. Again, I didn't hang out and converse with him or anything like that. I was just in the room. He was a busy guy, you know, doing some pre-show meetings, the obligatory stuff put together that they have to do. But my observation was, he's just a down-to-earth good guy. The guy you see being interviewed is exactly who he is. I would say that that is accurate. Now, many of you who have followed the program for a while, I've done quite a bit of exposures on the music business, and we know that there is a price to pay for fame. And many of you will jump to the conclusions right away that, oh, they did child sacrifice, or there's a tape with him doing, you know, homo stuff or something like that. Not necessarily, folks. You see, Kid Rock is an artist with talent. And if you listen to his early stuff, which I do not recommend that you listen to, he was promoting all the things that the beast of this world would like promoted. He was promoting pimping out women, for instance, drug use, partying, you know, basically F society. Do what thou wilt was perhaps the overriding sentiment of much of his music. You know, album titles included Devil with a Cause, Cocky, to name a couple that did fairly good for him. But we've watched him grow up as well. Now, that song Amen that we just heard came from his album Rock and Roll Jesus. And then, of course, there is the title track of that song. And I don't know what was in his heart, although it seems fairly obvious because music does carry the spirit of the author. The title track is basically inferring that he is the rock and roll Jesus. And what is Jesus? Well, it is God with us. Doesn't that fit? Doesn't that fit? These people think that they're gods. Now, I'm not saying he thinks he's a god. His persona on stage is one of idols. And, you know, he comes on and he holds a presence, I would say, to you. He's actually a really gifted performer. And you know what? I'll make this commentary as a former musician and producer myself. I've seen Kid Rock play guitar. He's good. Not great. He's good. I've seen him play drums, keyboards, bass guitar, and we've all heard him sing. And he's good at all of those. He's not great at any of those. But Kid Rock is a great musician. He is a great producer. Just listen to the song that I played in the intro, Amen. he took one of the most memorable hooks from Warren Zevon, Werewolf in London, you know, dun 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 dum, which is actually the same chords that are used in Sweet Home Alabama, and he incorporates that hook as well into the song. So he puts together two of the most popular riffs of all time, gets them to gel, and then sings Amen and some somewhat wholesome lyrics. That, ladies and gentlemen, is brilliant marketing. It is brilliant musicianship, a brilliant producer, and it's a brilliant business move. And I will say to you, he is brilliant at all of those things. Momster, God bless you. Thank you. And thank you for hitting the likes and stuff like that. Remember, I'm gonna do a lot more of these shows. I want to get in the top five on Podbean, folks. That's my goal. So he has done all that, but you know, it's just funny. And I just thought of this. Werewolves in London, the main riff, and Sweet Home Alabama. Is it kind of saying he's a sweet home down country guy, but he's actually a werewolf? I don't know. That's probably a stretch. But the fact that he calls himself Rock and Roll God with us might have give you another clue. But here's the point. He has become one of the symbols of the Patriot movement. And his music has matured. He's put out some really good songs. You don't have to, but I forgive the past. Some of the stuff, I was never into the hip-hop sort of thing. I forgive the past. We watched a man grow up and mature. And, you know, no one wants you don't want your sin of your youthful ages held against you either. Let's face it. We've all been on a journey. And he talks more about wholesome stuff than he ever did, but you know, occasionally he'll come out with a song like that one he came out with last year. I think it was last year, We the People, maybe 2 years ago now. You know, Let's Go Brandon. Brilliant. He saw something that was catching nationwide attention, and he put together a song and capitalized it. And to go to his business prowess, he recorded all the instruments himself, so he didn't even have to pay anybody. The guy is good. And it was huge. God bless you, Native Mom. I'm so glad to see you. I kind of was hoping you'd be here because I'm doing this at a time when normally you used to join when I was doing these around midday. I actually thought of you when I picked 1 o'clock. Just putting it out there. By the way, and I see Natasha is here. A few. I just want to give a couple shout-outs. Misty River, God bless you. Thank you. Yes, there is a show tonight that will be on at 7 o'clock. I'm just giving Misty River a heads up as she's one of the admins. And speaking of the 7 o'clock show, sorry for those who are listening on the replay, but I noticed that Michelle is here as well. And Michelle, on the 7 o'clock part, I do a little bit of a rant on Trump, and I was actually thinking of you. I don't know why, but I was thinking about you. So just keep that in mind. There was some passion in there. Yeah, you're welcome. So the reason I'm doing this show, I'm going to play you a clip. It is 3.5 minutes long. Some of you might have heard this by now, but this was like from 2 weeks ago. I think it was 2 weeks ago. At least that's how old the video is. And the title is Kid Rock Preaches to Joe Rogan About Jesus. And I'm going to have quite a bit to say. Yeah, okay, Michelle, no, that's cool. That's totally cool. Listen to my rant today, if you're able to. Well, or tomorrow, whenever you get around to it. Here is Joe Rogan and Kid Rock. Now, Kid Rock's definitely drinking a beer, and you don't see anything. I have a sneaking suspicion they were smoking some funny stuff. But let's listen to Joe Rogan and Kid Rock.
Shot. You can go back in time once and survive and come back to the future. Where would you go?
Jesus.
What if there was nobody there? Even better, I get all myself, just me and Jesus?
No, I mean, what if Jesus wasn't there?
But if you go back, you're like, I just want to go see Jesus. You're like, okay.
What time?
He'd be there. He'd probably like a DJ back then, putting his shit.
By the way, I should say language warning when these two get together. Language warning.
He's there. Do you think there's a real Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
Now, what makes you convinced?
My faith.
That's a good answer. I was wondering when people are telling stories, though. How long did a story take before people wrote it down? How many times did people alter it? Just like they do with everything today. I got to imagine that at a certain point in time in history, they probably didn't tell the truth about a lot of things. And we take those things, tell them through oral traditions, having written down.
There's a difference between lies and between the truth getting, you know, manipulated, twisted a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
The underlying, usually it's still there.
So you think the real truth was that he actually was the Son of God?
Yes.
It'd be amazing if it was true.
It is amazing.
I believe you. I believe that you believe that.
Would you like to be introduced to Jesus?
Listen, I think the concept of Jesus is absolutely amazing. And if Jesus came here and wanted to visit me, I would be psyched.
Would you like to know Jesus?
In what way?
I can put my pastor on your show.
I'm good.
Great. Pastor Paul White.
Very.
Trump's spiritual advisor, too.
That's
you should have her on the show. Talk about Jesus.
I'm very interested in the idea of Jesus being a real person. But I looked at it the same way I look at everything else. Where it's like,
so let's circle
what
back.
The words
let's circle are. Back. You told me that you believed in Bigfoot.
No,
but
I wanted Bigfoot to be real for sure. Just like I want Jesus to be real. Well, the thing Bigfoot used to be real. The thing that I found out when I really got fascinated by Bigfoot.
You know how you know Jesus is real right in this moment? Because of the forgiveness that I'm exercising by drinking this Bud Light right now.
Oh, it's Jesus?
That's Jesus. Jesus is everywhere. He's in his room. He's in the world. He's in the universe. By the aliens that you want so desperately to be real or have the concept of them being real, that's Jesus. That is Jesus. And as a Christian, I have to believe in forgiveness.
Beautiful. Cheers. So,
I never thought I'd have to explain Jesus to drinking a fucking Bud Light. But
you don't explain it. You just you're saying how you feel.
Jesus got him everywhere. Yeah. Every time you look at a flower that blooms, or you look at one of your children, you're like, that's Jesus. That is Jesus. That is God.
Yeah, I want to be real clear. I'm not like...
I just saw a shooting star.
Yeah.
How fucking cool is that? That's God going, bang, nailed it.
Sort of. That's every 30 seconds.
I haven't seen one all fucking interview. I just happen to be speaking passionately. And Jesus and God, that motherfucker went, whoop.
But that's how confirmation bias happens. That's what makes people believe certain things, like that Jesus had that suit. That fucking star is on the... Maybe you timed it right.
That's Jesus.
It'd be coincidental. That's Jesus.
So, interesting clip, right? Okay, spiritual doctor wants to come in? All right. I just sent invite link. Just mute yourself for a second here, or I'll mute you. I'll bring you on in a second. So, look, he's getting it. He's acknowledging Jesus. But the thing that I really wanted to pick up on is his pastor, Paula White. Now, if you haven't looked into Paula White, well, first of all, just the words Pastor Paula White is unbiblical, folks. She can't be a pastor. Okay? I don't need to get into it. A pastor needs to be a man with one woman. Paula White has been through 3 divorces that I know of, including an affair. And there's some evidence of it. I'm not going to state it as it's fact. I guess I don't have 100% proof, but the allegations are strong, and there's some evidence to suggest that she had an affair with Benny Hinn as well. She is a prosperity preacher. She is a Mooney worshiper. She has bowed down to Mooney as being the savior. She is one of these people who basically she's a charismatic. She preaches that you are God. Gnarly, exactly. And so when you hear someone like Kid Rock, who probably found a church because he got curious and he believes Jesus is real, so he has a faith. But is he being led astray? I don't know. Certainly, Paula White, as his pastor, is not going to lead him in the way because she hasn't found it. Again, God can judge them. I was going to play you clips of Paula White, but just Google her on YouTube or whatever, and Paula White exposed. There's hundreds of videos, and there's no doubt in my mind about who or what she is. Now, she's also in Trump's inner circle. And Trump is one who is recently talking about Jesus Christ. And we don't know if they're talking about the false one purposefully or the real one. The thing is, we have to be careful not to judge people's hearts. And everybody has a different pathway to the Lord. Some will be under deception for a long time and then break through. I've been under deception. Many of you have been as well. So I just say these things that sometimes we can be deceived, but you go through deception because God wants you to learn a lesson and he knows he's going to pull you out of it. Many of you have been in like a Benny Hinn, who's obviously a false teacher. Okay. Obviously, one of the most famous ones. But you know what? Even in Benny Hinn's church, and they were certainly operating in the Kundalini spirit. That's easily proven, and I've proved it on the show prior. But you know what? Some people went there with good intentions, looking for God, not looking for Benny Hinn. And you know what? God healed them. Anyways, God can do as he pleases, despite the efforts of man. Now, I don't know spiritual doctor, but I'm going to take a chance because I love hearing from the audience. And spiritual doctor, welcome to Right on Radio. You have a lot of background noise. Spiritual doctor, you're live on the air.
Thanks, buddy.
All right. Well, I muted spiritual doctor again. Write in the chat if you can get to a quiet area and you want to come on the air. I will certainly entertain it. If anyone wants to call in, I'll take a call in quickly. Otherwise, I've really just kind of said my piece for this show. But we have to pray for those, especially in the Patriot movement right now. And I don't want to steal from the show that I'm putting out tonight. But please listen to the show tonight. It's an important one. It's important to me, and I hopefully it's important to you. God bless you, Wendy. Thank you. Yeah, so listen to tonight's show. And tonight's show, by the way, is episode 568, depending on when you're listening to this replay, because some people don't get to it for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month. Who knows? Pray for Kid Rock. He has an influential voice, and he has the cojones to really stand up and be strong and make a difference. And if he truly realizes the power of Christ and where the authority lays, he could make a huge difference. Yes, be loved, be blessed, be the Berean and believe. Sorry, it doesn't matter what order it's in, Wendy. Anyways, that's it for me today. Thanks for joining in. I appreciate each and every one of you. Remember to love your God, love your family, love your neighbor as yourself, and make a difference, even in the Right on Radio community.
Who's right?
Who's right?
He's right. Right on Radio.